This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said Sunday strikes on Yemen's Houthis were self-defense against the Iran-backed group's continued targeting of commercial ships and warships in the Red Sea.
I've been clear that I won't hesitate to protect British lives, British interests, and our diplomatic efforts are focused on bringing de-escalation and stability back to the region.
The U.S. and British strikes were the latest sign of spreading conflict in the Middle East since war erupted between Israel and Hamas after the militant Palestinians group deadly assault on Israel on October 7th. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday said that 17 out of 24 Hamas battalions have been toppled so far, and he vowed to complete the mission of wiping out the group. Still, as VOA's Veronica Badarius Iglesias explains, there's a diplomatic push for peace in the region.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke about the matter on ABC.
The president has put his shoulder to the wheel on this. He has spoken to the leaders of both Qatar and Egypt, two countries that are centrally involved in trying to broker this deal. We are in constant contact with our Israeli counterparts on it, and Hamas will have to be willing to say yes to an arrangement that brings hostages home.
Sullivan noted the deal isn't imminent and no timetable can be provided. His remarks came after the United Nations warned Friday that the Rafah border area in particular is becoming, quote, a pressure cooker of despair for displaced Palestinians in Gaza. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Pope Francis has reaffirmed Christian special relationship with Jews amid the rising anti-Semitism since the outbreak of the Gaza war in a letter to the Jews of Israel. This is VOA News. The United Nations highest court announced late last week and had justification to rule on a request by Kyiv for a declaration saying and it's not responsible for Russia's claims of genocide. The justification offered by the Kremlin ahead of its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
At The Hague in the Netherlands, the seat of the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, the body said it has jurisdiction to rule on a request by Ukraine saying it was not responsible for genocide. Russia used that claim to launch its invasion of Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. While a legally binding decision is likely still years away, Moscow says the court has no jurisdiction in the matter. And while U.S. support for Ukraine is stuck in congressional partisan gridlock, the European Union last week announced a robust four-year, $54 billion aid package for Ukraine. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. Senate negotiators have released a highly awaited bill that combines border enforcement policy with wartime aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The proposed bill would also overhaul the asylum system at the U.S.-Mexico border with faster and tougher enforcement, as well as give presidents new powers to immediately expel migrants if authorities become overwhelmed with the number of people applying for asylum. Texas Republican Chip Roy says Biden administration immigration policies are destroying America.
It is a purposeful effort to deluge our society and to undermine our way of life, to destroy Western civilization.
The proposed $118 billion bill has been seen as the best chance for President Joe Biden to resupply Ukraine with wartime aid. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
An official in the disputed oil-rich African region of Abyei says 37 people have been killed over the weekend and fighting apparently tied to a feud over land. The bloodshed happened a week after 53 people died in fighting over land in the same region, which is claimed by both South Sudan and Sudan. Abyei's information minister said Sunday that the fighting in three counties began with an attack by armed youths from a nearby region in South Sudan's Worb state, backed by fighters loyal to spiritual leader in South Sudan's Unity State. Recapping our top story, Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says that strikes on Yemen's Houthis are self-defense against the Iran-backed group's continued targeting of commercial ships and warships in the Red Sea. More VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.